The question was asked, how can we say it's a mitzvah to join the Israeli army? That one of the Ten Commandments is, you shall not kill. And in the army, you're going to kill. So the Gemara says, we have a concept called Habalo Ogecha Ashkem Noogo. If someone's coming to kill you, you kill him first. The Gemara says, where does it say that? What pasuk can you prove it for? From the pasuk, the Gemara says that's common sense. You don't need a pasuk. The Gemara says it should be obvious to every human being that if someone's coming to kill you, you're supposed to kill him first. You don't need a verse to tell you that. That's the Gemara's answer. Now, the Israeli Defense Force kills less than the halacha would tell them to kill. Meaning it is almost non-existence that the Israeli Defense Force will kill someone that, according to Torah, you weren't allowed to kill. I don't think it ever happened. I think the Israeli Defense Force, on the contrary, if they were going by the Torah, then they would be killing, I don't know, 5 or 10 times as many people as they're killing now. I mean, it's not so common that the Israeli Defense Force kills anyone. And on the contrary, the Israeli Defense Force is too slow on the trigger. They have too many times that they say you're not allowed to kill where the Torah says you must kill. There are too many times where the Israeli Defense Force says, I will endanger a soldier and not let him kill people for fear of killing civilians. I lost a friend, Amichai Merchavia, in a few weeks. Is now, it's coming up this month, is his yahrzeit. Meaning he was standing where Hezbollah was shooting at his force, and they were standing behind a house, and he could have shot at them, but then he would have endangered civilians. And the army told him, don't shoot, and that's why he paid for that with his life. Now, he could have killed them. And the army told him not to fire. So if there's a question, the question is not about how you could join the defense force, because you might be killing where the Torah doesn't permit you. I've yet to hear ever, I can't remember of a single case, where a soldier shot against the Torah. I don't know of any such thing. I don't know of it ever happening. Again, a soldier working within the guidelines of the army. I'm not talking about people who picked up their weapons and did whatever they wanted with them. But the army guidelines about killing are much more strict than the Torah, to the point where it's questionable on the other side. How could you join the army when the army won't let you shoot under circumstances where the Torah would tell you you should shoot? If there's a question, that's the question, not the other way around. People do not shoot because they're not allowed to, because the generals tell them not to. And there are definitely circumstances where the Torah would tell them yes to. So we respect the army and we work with its systems. But that question, which you presented, of how could you join the army? You might be killing people the Torah tells you not to kill. No, that doesn't happen. I've never heard of that happening. I don't think it ever happens. And even in terms of what the Mossad does, historically, the Mossad worked in accordance with halacha. I'm not saying they sat there and learned the halacha, but the system the Mossad uses is, at least from what we know, the system the Mossad uses is to only kill those that continue to pose a threat to the people of Israel. They don't do revenge killings. They do killings. This is, again, what's being reported when things become declassified. What we know of the way the Mossad works is that the Mossad continuously only targets people who continue to pose a threat to Jews. So, again, our approach is that joining the army is a mitzvah, and a person doesn't have to question whether he's pulling the trigger against the Torah. Not at all.